This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Over the weekend, former First Lady Barbara Bush made known she will no longer accept what is known as extraordinary care in her fight with congestive heart failure. The mother of two famous political leaders and four other children may now show the world how to use modern medicine to die well. The medical comfort she says she will accept will likely play a role in her death, though it will not have that intent. When such care is offered purely to alleviate pain, it is universally regarded as ethical treatment. Alfie Evans has new hope. The British boy with an undiagnosed degenerative disease is keeping his life support while his case goes to court once more. Pope Francis offered Alfie prayers at Mass over the weekend. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, opponents of removing Ireland's constitutional pro-life protections warn radical change could bring unanticipated harm to women in unregulated chemical abortions. And the National Catholic Register is reporting on investigations by Canadian bishops into a Catholic overseas development agency. It is alleged to have partnered with organizations that provide abortion, contraception, and embrace other practices in conflict with church teaching. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.